This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But I think it was a successful season. I'm very proud of the team, the players, the coaches, support staff, everybody. And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think, for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
Eric DaCosta, end of season press conference, talks about being the solution. He loves the off season. Well, the off season is here, and the Ravens, the free agency starts next week, and we're looking at ways the Ravens can create some cap space. Jason, I want to start with the easy stuff, and that's there's some cuts that are pretty darn easy. Marcus Williams, gone. Arthur Millett, gone. And quite frankly, Justin Tucker, gone. That right there will create a little bit of cap space.
Yeah, I mean, not really a ton, though, because you look at their base salaries, look at their cap numbers. As you look at the dead cap, but
not a lot of money.
There's plenty of simple things they can do to go from the around $11.7 million that they have right now to really, it's up to them. They could create as much as they want if Bisciotti's willing to give guys their money up front and take those big base salaries and turn them into signing bonuses that are paid out over the next few months instead of paying them on, you know, the weekly basis that they'll get in season. The way base salaries are doled out. So none of this is evolved. None of this is particularly difficult. It's just a matter of if they want to hide behind only having $12 million in cap space or create, pretty simply, that they could create $51 million in cap space without doing anything that's going to affect their short-term goals of winning a Super Bowl. In fact, it would open up, obviously, oodles of space if they were willing to spend that they could use on players right now to help put them over the top. So, yeah, like you want to trade Mark Andrews and save $10
million? Yep.
We can do that. You designate Marcus June 1st to protect yourself from a cap standpoint. Just a simple restructure of Lamar. Now, we think they should do a completely new deal. But if you just take his base salary this year, convert it to a bonus, pay it up front, spread it out over the remainder of the deal, you create $15 million. That way in cap space. You want to do the same thing with Nnamdi, which I think as a guy you think is going to be here long term, there's no reason not to. Go ahead, do it with Nnamdi, create another $5 million. You want to do it with Marlon? You can do it. Just with a few voidable years and converting this year's base salary into bonuses, you could create $10 million that way. Now, I wouldn't do this. Because I don't know that you're going to want to keep paying this guy for years to come. But you could do the same thing with Roquan. If you think last year was a blip for Roquan, and he's going to be here another couple of years, so you're not worried about dead cap in 2026 or 2027, you could do that same simple move. You don't even need the player's permission to do it. Simple conversion of base salary to bonus and save another $10 million in cap space with Roquan. So just those moves will take you from $11.7 million in cap space to $63.3 million.
How much would it be if you just cut Roquan out? Because everything else kind of, like, I think we'd all agree we'd be down for the other
Roquan's
stuff.
Roquan's $9 million, so just subtract
it'd be 54.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You would be in position to sign multiple quality free agents and still be able to pay your draft picks and have cap space for your draft picks and all that. Like, does any of that feel particularly painful to you?
No.
Does that
I
feel
said.
Like a deep wound? Now, it might be painful to the billionaire who's got to stroke all these checks right now.
Well, yeah. I think
he's got it, though. He's got it in droves.
He's got it.
He's got it laying around the yacht.
Yes.
The one that I would push back outside of Roquan, I'm not touching that contract. But Lamar, I'm just get the contract extension done now, because if you do the restructure, then his cap hit next year is going to be over $80 million.
Well, you can still keep kicking it down the road.
Oh, you 100% can, but at some point you're going to have to get it done because it's so cost prohibitive to have that cap hit on the books. And dude, that's where you just get proactive and you don't have to worry.
But if they're not willing to do that, and you really want to win this year, and you want to open up $15 million in cap space that you could then spend on a contract on a guy where you don't have to worry about giving him years that's going to burn you. You get one of these older free agents and you front load something and say, we don't care if you count $20 million against our cap this year because we're going to save 15 of it just by giving our quarterback his money 2 weeks from now instead of 5 months from now. They could do it.
Yeah. And they did it with him the last time, didn't they? They gave him a big signing bonus the last time. So they with Lamar.
Lamar, yeah.
Yeah. They did do that the last time they signed the deal.
So, but I mean, would you do all that now and create this room and then not spend it and get called out on it? Or would you, and we're seeing teams making penthouse moves all over this league.
Absolutely.
Now, don't even get me started on just the teams that are doing the kind of lame cap stuff I'm talking about. There's teams doing real stuff, right? But if you clear out the space and don't use it, then people are going to be like, why the hell did you do it? If you just don't do it at all and whine about we've only
got
$12 million in cap space, then you're saving your billionaire money.
Yeah.
But none of this, again, is now, you could talk about what it means 2-3 years from now. Guess what? If you win a Super Bowl, nobody's going to care if you have a year where you've got to gut it to reset yourself. I'm old enough to remember you doing that after winning your last Super Bowl.
They really did it after the first Super Bowl. They completely gutted it. The year after they lose in the playoffs, the year after that, they gutted that thing.
I mean,
hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's just a matter of, are you willing to go for it?
Financially.
Or do you want to stand on the sidelines of the combine with Peter Schrager and say, well, I couldn't do anything if I tried. We got no money. We're up against it.
Last year,
which is a lie.
Last year, they really shied away from restructuring any of the deals. They didn't touch Lamar's contract. They didn't touch Roquan's, Marlon's, etc. Where this year, they have to, really, because the one big cap-saving move in terms of a cut-slash-trade is Mark Andrews, but you're ultimately going to need more money in terms of signing your draft picks and the restricted free agent tenders. They're going to have to do some of these moves.
Well, like, what if you went and got a real pass rusher, and then you trade Elway?
You could do that. And you use that
to offset.
And by the way, we don't know what's going on, but Owe had some very cryptic tweets the other day, which, and again, I'm not an expert, but to me, and Jason, tell me if you think I'm going down the right path here. I think the Ravens and his agent spoke at the combine.
Of course. I mean, it would have been really silly not to.
And they did, and he did not like what he heard.
I don't think he's got another contract So go get a real pass rusher and trade him for whatever you can get, and there's $13 million right there.
Yeah.
This isn't rocket science. This isn't nearly as complicated or difficult as they try to make it sound, because they use the cap as a boogeyman. They want you to be afraid of it. They want you to not understand it, and they want to be able to wave it like a magic wand in front of your face whenever they want to have it skew any way they want. But it ain't that hard. If you really want to win, it ain't that hard.
Can I ask a question? Remind us how much the Eagles spent a year ago, because I want to follow that up.
It was like, according to Spotrack, like 200 and, I mean, I don't have the number.
They had a ton. Well, they just gave, in the last 3 days, they've given Saquon Barkley and Zach Bond top of the market money at running back and inside linebacker.
Yeah.
So they're aggressive.
Well, to tell you how not as complicated as we think it is, look at Joe Burrow, man. He became a capologist, Jeff, this offseason.
Joe is running the cap in Cincinnati.
Well, and what I can absolutely tell you last year, no matter whose numbers you're using, is the Eagles had five guys making $21 million or more in cash last year, and the Ravens had two. And the Eagles had nine making $15 million more in cash last year, and the Ravens had three. And the Eagles had 11 players making $10 million or more in cash last year, and the Ravens had seven. Those are facts.
Something to think about as we close in on the new league year. Coming up next, how about the league at large? We got all pros getting traded. We got all pros getting extended. We have a lot of action in the National Football League. And what the hell's going on in San Francisco? It's the league at large next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.